Chop Langman talking here today with Sean Burks, the head football coach for the 1-0 Audubon Wheelers, as they get ready to take on Griswold coming up on Friday night in week two. Coach, first of all, congrats. A pretty impressive performance against St. Mary's out of Remsen the other night to open the season. I think you were telling me 13 plays, and you guys scored 40 points. You didn't punt in the football game.
Yeah, we were really explosive. Our varsity in the first half had 5 drives for 13 plays. I think it was something like 3 2-play drives and a 3-play drive and a 4-play drive. And that's actual snaps. We tried more snaps than that. You know, we ended up all the night on double-digit penalties. But actual snaps was 13 for the varsity. And then when you mix in a scoop and score and a pick six, things got out of hand pretty fast. It was 40-12 at the first quarter and 56-12 at the break, and the second and third string guys played the second half.
Coach, I'm sure you took, less penalties out of that. What do you got to do to clean that up going into week two?
Well, it's a discipline type week. Last week was more about, how we bounce back physicality wise and trusting in our teammates and going about and doing our job, and a little bit more about the, are we ready to fly around and be aggressive and make a statement? And this week it's more about those mental things. So it's going to be a discipline focus across the board. Griswold, we only have 1 week of film, so we can't put too much stock into one film. And we have to also prepare for, anything and everything under the sun. Just like week zero, you have to go in. You can't go in like you are a playoff game where you've seen a ton of film and these are the things they're most likely to do. It's our first road game. It's about an hour bus ride. We're coming off a week where we had multiple pre-snap and multiple post-snap penalties. The key this week, the focus this week is going to be discipline. We talk every week, we're going to focus on one of our three, pillars of relentless, fearless, and disciplined. And last week was a fearless focus. And I think our kids came out on Friday and played with a lot of faith and they were very fearless and trusted their opponents. So hopefully this week, if things go well in practice and we show that discipline on Friday night.
I know you guys like to score quick, but what did you learn about your offense with so few snaps for your varsity guys Friday?
I think people are going to know who Aiden Kiergaard and Mason Kasperbauer are now. Two sophomores that broke out onto the big stage Friday night, and rightfully so. I think the biggest thing for us is those three juniors up front with one returning starter and our two tight ends, or our tight end and our wing, with Brody Weber and Hudson Hooker at tight end, and then Brody Austin Christensen at wing. We ran pretty much a six-man front all night, a little bit tighter than we usually run, just because we really liked what Hudson and Brody are doing at tight end to run that two tight end set. And we've always liked what Austin does at that wing, setting the edge for us. And then our big boys were pulling well. Hayden and Lane pulled really well at guard. So just that physicality, that piece of, our first clip of the season is a 20-some yard rush by Mason Kasperbauer. And you could go back on the film and watch a different guy do something really well. Hudson and Clay have great cut blocks. Brody Weber, pancakes his guy and tabletops him over the pile of bodies that already got cut. Austin Christensen runs at the safety and pancakes him at about 15 yards. The pulling guards each pick up a corner and a backer or a safety. Mason reads it well and then stiff arms a guy and runs away and then runs through the last defender. So you just pick up a different guy every time of what's going on. And then on the next play, we faked that look and we ran the other way. And Aiden Kiergaard had to make two guys miss and really put us track speed on display. And next thing you know, it's a 2-play, 50-yard scoring drive.
Coach, you mentioned Griswold with a 1 tape. They got a win over Stanton last week, a 28-20. What did you learn so far? And I know it's early in breaking that down, but what do you know so far?
They're somewhat balanced, and I think just based on what we're seeing from teams, like with Remsen Friday night, they bailed on the run game pretty quick as we were pretty good up front. And they started to throw the ball more, and then that led to the screen game. And I'm sure Griswold will see that, Remsen did hit some explosive on us in the pass game. The way that I've seen their film, I think they're willing to take some shots downfield as well. So I think the biggest thing for us on the defensive side is understanding that we have to do a job. We can't just chase pullers or chase backfield action. Our DBs have to do a better job this week of backpedaling and reading and getting their feet and hips the right direction. They got turned a couple times on Friday night. But a lot of them, like I said, sophomore first game out, we're expecting some growth there in the secondary. And then everyone's got to realize our D line, you know, if you've been forcing chaos all night and all three of you guys are running in the backfield immediately, you better figure out it's a screen. So we're going to have to figure that out a little bit. I think we're going to keep seeing teams that screen us, because if you can't block them, you screen them or race them. So that's going to be the focus on that side of the ball. Offensively, I think the biggest thing is figuring out, you know, what else do we add to the playbook this week? Last week, we probably didn't get off page one of the playbook, and we ran a pretty much buck sweep left, buck sweep right, quarterback sweep, running back sweep, variations of one to two pullers, and that was about it. You know, we threw one pass. We didn't run hardly any of our counter and trap game. We ran a little bit of our outside zone or our lead game on a couple snaps, but you know, we didn't really do a whole lot. So now it comes into play of, okay, what's this team presenting? And they present some different challenges. Remsen was a kind of a 3-3-2 look, and you know, Bedford and Griswold's going to be more of a 4-2-2 look, where they're going to give us an even front. They're going to put guys on top of the guards instead of the center. So when you're pulling a guard, if they've got a D tackle on top, do we pull the center? Do we try to reach back? You know, it's going to change our blocking schemes this week a little bit. So kind of a pretty different approach on offense, and defense kind of the same approach of, you know, how are we going to line? How are we going to sign? What's our job? What are our fundamentals, regardless of what the opponent is doing?
Coach, do they have much upsize defensively to go against that big offensive line you have?
Yeah, they'll have two big D tackles. They'll run, like I said, kind of, it looks like a four-man front. Sometimes it's more of a two-man front. The D ends or outside backers will drop to the flat. So they really want their two big D tackles to cause a lot of chaos and require and cause confusion. And then their middle backer, to kind of make a triangle there with the two D tackles and the middle backer. Those are the three run defenders, and he'll blitz and he'll shoot all over the place. So a totally different, you know, a team to prepare for. And we're going to make a game plan and go from there.
You guys feel like you can get some big plays if you get by that, do those D tackles?
It's like I said, it's a little bit different. Anytime you play an even front team compared to an odd front team, it's just a little bit different on how you attack it. But it's the same way. If they get really, if you can hit a seam against a three man or a four man, big things are going to happen. So we just have to figure out what our assignments are, who's taking care of it, communicate it, so we don't leave somebody, you know. We can't have a guard pull and a D tackle chasing after it, and no one picks that up, and a D tackle makes a play in the backfield. We saw a few of those on film last week, so it's different. It's not quite as common for teams to run this, so we have to make sure that we're up to snuff on our assignment and a job duty, so that we don't blow any of those assignments.
The Silk kid at quarterback looks like he's fairly athletic for him. They rely a little bit on the Rasmussen kid as well in the run game. And then Laverty is their main receiver. What type of athletes are they going to throw at you with those three guys?
Yeah, the quarterback's a dual threat kid. He definitely wants to get to the perimeter pretty quick. You know, totally different than last week where the Remsen kid was going to run you over. This kid's going to run away from you. We have to make sure we take good angles, keep him contained. You know, the running back's a solid kid. He looks like he reads their pulling. They do a lot of like what we would call a bend or a counter tray or a bend tray look, where they bring the running back one way and then he cuts back the other way, kind of against what you'd think of where the handoff's going to go. So we have to make sure we're reading our reads. You know, if a guard and a tight end pull one way, we have to make sure that we're ready for that on the front side. We don't let them get an extra hat on us. And then the receiver kid's probably the most impressive kid I've seen on film. He made some nice plays Friday night, both, you know, just separating, and also you know, when plays broke down and the quarterback scrambles, he does a really good job in the scramble drill. So both on the quarterback and receiver side, we have to make sure we're containing that quarterback, getting the ball out quick, because you know, the quarterback and receiver, if they hook up, they were explosive Friday night.
Coach, coming off the big win that you guys had, I'm guessing no concerns about the focus this week?
There's always concerns, you know. Like I said, it was pretty big for us to see Remsen on the schedule. You know, there's a reason we scheduled them. Our kids were excited to play them. Griswold's a team we haven't played in 8-man, so just kind of that unknown. It's the road trip. You know, is a little bit of a hangover after the week one win. That'll be the challenge to the guys. It's a district opener. It's against a team that really wants to beat you. There's six teams that play in the district this week, and half of them next on Friday night are going to be 3-0, and the other half are going to be 0-1, and three of them are going to be 1-0, and three are going to be 0-1. And if you're going to control your destiny, you have to make sure you go 1-0 every Friday. And like I said, the focus this week is discipline. So do we have a disciplined approach? Are we respecting our opponent? Are we respecting the game plan? Do we understand the game plan? Because there are quite a few different things this week from last week.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate all of the time. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. I know the guys will look forward to catching up with you on the Scoreboard Show.
Appreciate it. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheelers. They travel to Griswold coming up on Friday.